We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Jonathan Smith, we're going to do some legislative updates on stuff that's pending in Congress here in Michigan. But this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right.
Roofing experts. Man, if you've got a flat or low slope roof, commercial, any bigger buildings, they really specialize in this stuff and have for a long time. Great folks.
Yep. Matter of fact, I was talking with Tim this week. We got a small addition going on my father-in-law's house. And the section of the roof that has to be modified is a low pitch roof that Tim specialized in and did it 10 years ago.
Okay.
So we got to do a modification. So I've been in touch with him this week on a roof job and
blend it in. And
yeah, he's going to, we got to put a little dormer on, and I don't want to penetrate that flat roof that he put on without his, his approval, because I want it to,
fit.
No. I don't want him to look at me in 3 years going, I told you not to cut a hole in that roof.
Why'd you ruin my work? Yeah, I hear you.
It's all good because Tri-County Roofing's on the job. So you can get a hold of Tri-County at 810-732-7740. And know that integrity starts at the top with Tri-County. They've been around since 1971. So they know what they're doing. That's almost as long as I've been around. So that's a good sign. You'll be glad you got a hold of them. Let them know you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Yep. And they cover... they'll go anywhere in Michigan. So you got a job, you got a flat roof, you got a low pitch roof, you need it done, get a hold of Tri-County.
They'll warehouse, take care of you. Office, school, church,
stores,
anything.
Yep. And it made me sick when he went out and put all new flat roofs on a bunch of buildings near us, and then the powers that be came in and put solar panels on top of it. I said, what does that do for your warranty? He says, done.
Yeah.
And I no longer have to warranty that roof. And I said, no kidding. He goes, the solar company or something has to take care of it from there on. But it's like, why would you spend all that money on a flat roof and do all that perfect work and then put solar panels on it too?
Yeah, because they got to go through the...
And, and it's Michigan.
Yeah.
It's only sunny a few days a year.
Yeah, 13 days. Yeah.
There you go. So anyways, it is what it is. And Tim is one of my good gun buddies too. We have great discussions on guns all the time, and he wants you to know that it is CPL season. Okay, if there was ever a CPL season, it is right now with the riots going on across the country. A lot of turmoil and tumultuous times. A little bit. I think we're on the verge of peace through superior firepower. This is something we used to say back in the 80s. When we talked about the first problems with Iran. But peace through superior firepower means a lot to me. It's always been one of those little mottos that I believe in. And there is lots of news. But there's also lots of tensions. So there's lots of hatred. There's lots of emotions. So let's focus on calm demeanor. Let's obey the laws. Be insured. Be ready. And be patient with other human beings that we interact with. Be good Christians. Be good people. I want to make sure that we don't fly off the handle. We don't turn into road rage people. We have CPLs for a reason. Concealed pistol license is so that we can protect ourselves and our family.
When you're in danger.
When you're in danger, exactly.
Imminent danger.
And we're seeing these situations across America that are a little scary, and we're trying to, protect ourselves. So, and I like some of the thought process. I fully believe in when you're surrounded in your car, you have to use the car to defend yourself. So you have to drive away. Don't be a victim, because we saw it all the way back to the Rodney King riots when truckers were pulled out of their cars and darn near killed. Probably would have been better off had they died. They were in such bad shape when it was all done. So, get away from it as soon as you can and stand your ground. So let's make sure that we just try to be good Americans. Now, some of the things coming up that I'm really worried about. We've had some real oddball things happen this week. We've had even a week of Ted Nugent making some big announcements about the DNR here in Michigan about, you know, oddball changes and goofy things and legislation and non-hunters running the hunting division of the of state of Michigan. A lot of goofy ideas, a lot of exchanges of thoughts that are a little weird. So what I did was in the news this week, the NRA sent out a really good letter explaining the Senate bills that passed Michigan. Like Senate Bill 224 bans possession, sale, or transfer of bump stocks. Okay, so this is in Michigan. So the bump stocks is it's one of those questionable things. They are fun. It is it modifies slightly the gun. It makes it fire differently, and the U.S. Supreme Court has already shot it down, saying it's not legal to have the bans on these. But state of Michigan, the Senate said, yes, we're going to do it. So that's going to be a battleground. Another one is Senate Bill 225 and 226 that expands the gun-free zones, prohibiting firearms in the Michigan State Capitol Building, Binsfield State Office Buildings, Anderson House Office Building. So basically it's downtown Lansing, except for legislators. Legislators can carry concealed weapons. So how do they say that? The law for me is not for
law
me.
Law for, yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Law for thee is not for me.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. So while rules have changed in recent years, the limited carry in a lot of these areas, these bills would enshrine those restrictions into law and prevent efforts in the future to restore carry rights. So these are things they're looking for. They're trying to cement their
224, 225, 226. These are Senate bills. They've passed.
But they got to go through the House now.
Okay.
And now the next one is Senate Bill 331 and 332. So these are the ghost gun ones. And this is the one that I've, you know, of all the people I've ever met, I don't know a single person that's ever done a ghost gun. In other words, built one of these plastic guns and put one of these things together. And you might know somebody, I don't know. But they are severely restricting the ability of law-abiding citizens to build firearms for personal use. Now, these bills impose harsh penalties and sweeping restrictions on the raw materials used to in the assembly of these firearms. Now, is it worthy of legislation on this stuff when it's such a rarity? They talk about ghost guns because it fits their narrative in the news. I tried to last weekend at a festival. My state senator was there with us, and he's a friend of ours. And I said, "Hey, come on over, let's talk." And he goes, "Later. I promise I'll catch up to you later. I haven't heard it's crickets." So nothing, but yeah, I know he's deeply involved in it, and he's got his, you know, he's got his promissories that he's got out there, and he's telling people what they want to hear. And, I wanted to tell him what I wanted him to hear, but I didn't get a chance to, so I got to do it in writing, you know, and I don't know if it'll ever get addressed, but do your part. Contact your people. That's what the NRA ILA is asking us to do. Of course, the NRA is the National Rifle Association. ILA is the Institute for Legislative Action. They're the ones that stay on top of this stuff and monitor every single state. And so does my good friends at MCRGO. We watch this stuff very, very carefully, and we try to update you. We try not to make the show too much politics, and I'd rather talk about guns than politics, but unfortunately, the two go head to head sometimes. So keep your the state house says it's going to be dead in the water. The Hall, I think it is. The numbers are pretty good, honestly, in the House. The numbers are 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats. So if the Republicans say it's dead, it's probably dead. But in the Senate, three Republicans did switch over and vote for they're welcome to. It's just that we're going to post their names on my website.
224, 225, 226, 231, 232.
Yes. No, 331, 332. Yep, that's the five that we're watching right now. And we'll know today. We're probably going to find out today.
Saturday, a lot of stuff that happened. Passed earlier, the year before, what was still.
Yeah, on the 13th of February in 2024 was when the big changes hit.
So, but you can reach out to these resources. You know, you do that. Great job with that. But MCRGO.
Yep, MCRGO. Join them. Inexpensive to join. I've been a member for over 20 years. And, of course, the NRA. And when you get involved with the NRA, get involved with the ILA, Institute for Legislative Action. I'm a life member of the NRA, so I don't have to give yearly. I do dabble a little bit. I provide, you know, some resources to them. But I'm limited, and all of us are. We can't just keep pouring money into these because everybody's got their hands out. You know, even me with the foundation trying to get money raised.
Do you have links to those at your website?
There's a link to join the NRA on there, and there's also a link to the DNR, so you can pay attention to the DNR stuff.
Okay.
And
what about MCRGO?
MCRGO, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mary's got one on there. I don't spend much time on my own website, which is sad. My wife does, but I have so much. I get 150 emails a day, and they're all from gun manufacturers.
Well, it's a great resource. You can go to the website.
Yeah, the GSS.com.
GSS.com.
Yep. And then and if you pay any attention to my Facebook posts, I'm always putting something on there to join MCRGO or join the NRA or join me at the range.
Yeah,
or
is there a lot?
Me to buy tickets.
Or if you need some tickets for the raffle, yeah, 11 great guns, and raise the money for a great cause.
Yeah.
Tom Smith Memorial Foundation.
We'll be down at the Flushing Movies in the Park tonight at dusk. So I'll be set up about 8 o'clock on selling raffle tickets. And, of course, we run the concession stands down there as a fundraiser for our foundation and get awareness out there. So come and see us. You know?
Come and see them.
I was supposed to be at Beaky's past 2 days, too, selling tickets, and I didn't go. Too busy.
Yeah,
I feel really guilty about that.
Listen, get those tickets, and you can get them here at the station, too.
Yes, you can. Dan's got them.
I've got them. Come and see me.
And there's most of the list of sponsors that are on that sheet that I promoted has tickets.
On the tickets as well. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, back after this.